We're here with head coach John Anderson. John, talk about coming back after two tough losses in Friday and Saturday and getting a big win today.
Well, they were tough losses. I think the Friday game was a tough loss, and then we had a chance to win the game and just had some bad luck. The shortstop made a nice play when he reached up and took Giesen's, we thought was going to be the winning hit in that first game away, and seemed like after that, kind of the fate of the game, the luck of the game went against us a little bit. It seemed like everything that could happen against us happened, and even in the first half of today's game on offense, had some really good bats early in the game, and line drive, double play with the bases loaded. It was a great at bat by Michael Handel, and it just seemed like that was the way it was going. And we win the game Friday. You look at the weekend and say it's another good weekend. You win a series, but it was even. And I challenged the guys after the game a little bit to make it a little more personal, take it a little more personal. And Austin and I visited after the game. He had a plan. We got together the pitching plan, and I sensed that he was going to be ready to pitch and pitch a good game for us. We needed him here today. This was an important game for us, no question about it. But for the kids to hang in there after we had those couple innings, we only got one run, and we had a base running mistake, and then to come back and keep the gas pedal down and really respond, that was impressive after losing the first game. A lot of teams would have quit after the first half of today's game, just said the heck with it. We're frustrated. Nothing's gone our way, but they stayed determined. I was impressed by that.
Talk a little bit about getting the bats going and seeing some power out there in Bobby and Michael getting those back-to-back home runs.
They're both young players. Bobby's steadily gotten better as the year gotten along. He's still learning how to hit at this level, and he's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of abilities. Just trying to refine it. This experience, it takes time, and it's a good sign. You hope that some of those moments can help build his confidence and get him to relax and figure out how to play the game at this level. Michael, we thought Michael always was going to be a hitter. We were more worried about his defense, and I think he's going to be a hitter. And Rob Quinlan made an adjustment with him in the past week or so with where he's holding his bat and his bat angle and his initial stance, and I think it's flattened out his swing, give him a little more bat speed, and he agrees. And I think we saw that in the last couple days here, the swing he had at Target Field and the home run he hit today. I think it was a positive adjustment. So Michael's a young player, but we get him back, and it looks like Olinger is going to be out now, the hamstring pull, those things, who knows, they could be the whole season. It seems like you're just getting a lineup here and you're getting a feel, and you get Michael back on the field now, and now back to square one again. But I thought Abrahamson stepped up today and had a couple good at-bats and stepped up and next man up and did a good job in going out there and replacing Dan. So he'll have to be next man up, and we'll have to get something from him.